You're listening to the Computer Repair Academy podcast, a show that's your go-to podcast for easy tech fixes, pro tricks, computer repair tips, and everything you need to keep your computer running smoothly. So if you're ready to upgrade your tech game, then let's dive in. Welcome back to the Computer Repair Academy podcast. I'm your host, Jay, and today we're going to talk about something that can save you time, money, and a lot of headaches. Regular PC maintenance. Whether you're using your computer for gaming, work, or just browsing the web, keeping up with basic maintenance can significantly improve your PC's performance and extend its lifespan. If you've ever wondered why your PC slows down over time or why parts wear out faster than they should, this episode is for you. So let's dive into why regular maintenance is critical for PC longevity and how you can make sure your machine runs smoothly for years to come. First things first, let's talk about what happens when you don't maintain your PC. Over time, every computer will face issues, but neglecting basic maintenance can lead to bigger problems that shorten your PC's lifespan. The number one issue that comes from skipping maintenance is overheating. Dust and dirt build up inside your case, blocking airflow and clogging fans and heatsinks. This causes your components, like the CPU and GPU, to run hotter than they should. When your hardware overheats, it can throttle performance to avoid damage, and in the long run, it can even cause your parts to fail prematurely. If you notice your PC slowing down over time, it's often because of software clutter. Temporary files, cache, and unnecessary programs can pile up, eating away at system resources. Without regular cleanups, your hard drive or SSD can get bogged down, and your system will struggle to keep up with even basic tasks. Another big risk is storage drive failure. Whether you're using an HDD or SSD, both types of drives have limited lifespans. Regular maintenance, like cleaning up junk files and running diagnostic tools, can help you spot signs of failure early, before you lose important data. Skipping maintenance doesn't just hurt your performance. It can also cost you more money in the long run. Components that overheat or wear out faster than they should will need to be replaced sooner, and data loss from a failing hard drive can be devastating. Now that we've covered the risks, let's talk about the benefits of keeping up with regular PC maintenance. A little bit of effort every few months can go a long way in improving both performance and the lifespan of your system. The most immediate benefit of regular maintenance is better performance. By cleaning up junk files, managing startup programs, and defragmenting your hard drive, if you're still using an HDD, you can significantly reduce lag and speed up your system. Tasks like booting up, launching applications, and switching between programs will feel faster and smoother. Routine cleaning of your PC's interior, especially fans, filters, and heat sinks, helps to maintain proper airflow and keep your components running cool. This reduces the chances of hardware failure due to overheating, extending the life of your CPU, GPU, and power supply. Another major advantage is that regular maintenance allows you to catch issues early. Running diagnostics on your hard drive or SSD can alert you to bad sectors or signs of failure, giving you time to back up your data and replace the drive before it crashes. Similarly, checking the health of your RAM or PSU can help you avoid sudden system shutdowns or crashes. Think of regular PC maintenance like changing the oil in your car. It's an investment in the long-term health of your system. By taking care of your PC, you'll avoid costly repairs and replacements down the road. All right, let's get practical. Here are some essential maintenance tasks you should be doing regularly to keep your PC running at its best. One of the most important tasks is to clean out dust from your PC's case. Dust buildup restricts airflow and causes overheating, so you'll want to do this at least every 3 to 6 months. Use canned air to blow out dust from your fans, heat sinks, and power supply. Don't forget to clean the filters on your case if it has them. On the software side, use tools like CCleaner to clean up temporary files, browser cache, and other junk that accumulates over time. If you're using an HDD, make sure to defragment it regularly to improve file access speeds. If you're using an SSD, it's important to avoid defragmentation, but you can use tools like Trim to optimize its performance. Another quick win is to manage your startup programs. Too many programs launching at startup can slow down your boot times and drain system resources. go into Task Manager on Windows or System Preferences on macOS, and disable any unnecessary programs that don't need to run automatically. Finally, keep an eye on your hardware's health by running diagnostic tools like Crystal Disk Info for your drives, HW Monitor for temperature monitoring, and MemTest 86 for testing your RAM. These tools can help you spot issues early and give you time to replace components before they fail. If you're not comfortable opening up your PC to clean it, most local repair shops offer maintenance services for a reasonable price. But with a little practice, this is something you can easily learn to do at home. So, how often should you be doing these maintenance tasks? It kind of depends on how you use your PC, but here's a basic maintenance schedule to follow. Again, you can automate these tasks with software. Every week, you should do some basic checkup. Delete temporary files, empty your recycle bin, check for software and antivirus updates, and be sure to back up your data and check your backups. Once a month, take a little extra time to run a full virus and malware scan. Update your drivers if available, and check for any system performance issues. Every 3 to 6 months, do a deeper cleaning like opening your PC case and clean out the dust with canned air. Check fan performance and clean air vents and filters. Also, run diagnostics on your hard drive and other components, and once a year you can consider looking into reapplying thermal paste on your CPU, especially if you're noticing temp spikes or overheating. Now, this isn't really a novice task, so you may want to seek a pro for this one. Also, consider upgrading aging components, like your storage or cooling system, if they're showing signs of wear. All right, folks, it's time for a little story time. A cautionary tale about what happens when you skip regular computer maintenance. Now again, I know keeping your PC clean and in good shape isn't the most exciting task in the world. But trust me, after you hear this story, you'll be reaching for that canned air faster than you can say, Dust Bunny Apocalypse. So this story starts with a call from a client who tells me that their computer has been making this weird noise, kind of like a low hum, with a little bit of a rattle. Now, when people call us about strange noises, it's usually a fan issue or a loose component. So I figure it's probably something simple. No big deal, right? We'll just tighten a screw and be done with it, right? I get to their house and they lead me to the computer, which is tucked away in the corner of their home office. And the first thing I notice is that the room smells musty, dusty, and crusty. Like, if dust could have its own scent, this room would be a department store fragrance called Dust Storm by Desktop. But I'm thinking, hey, maybe it's just been a while since they cleaned up. No problem. Then I open up the PC case. Big mistake. Folks, I kid you not. Dust bunnies the size of actual rabbits came pouring out. I'm talking gigantic wads of dust, cat hair, and whatever else had been living in there. It was like opening a treasure chest from a cursed pirate ship, except instead of gold, you get a cloud of dust to the face. Well, there's your problem. So I look inside, and the fans are completely choked with dust. I mean, you could barely see the blades anymore. One of them wasn't even spinning. It was frozen solid like a fan-shaped dust sculpture. And as I'm poking around, I find little clumps of debris jammed between components, like they were trying to build a nest or something. At this point, I'm wondering if I should charge extra for pest control. So I disconnected everything and took it outside. After a good 20 minutes of cleaning with canned air, seriously, it looked like I was spraying snow out of that thing. We finally got the fan spinning again, and the computer ran quietly. But here's the kicker. When I asked the client when the last time they cleaned their computer was, they looked at me with this blank stare and said, "Wait, you're supposed to clean it?" "Yes, yes, you are." Of course, I explained that dust can build up inside your computer over time, clogging fans, causing overheating, and even damaging components if you let it go long enough. It's like not changing the oil in your car. Eventually, it's going to catch up to you. So, the moral of the story? Don't wait until your computer sounds like it's trying to take off like a helicopter. Check those fans, clean out the dust, and keep those dust bunnies at bay. Your PC and your nose will thank you. And there you have it. Regular maintenance is the key to keeping your PC in great shape, both in terms of performance and longevity. Here's a quick recap of what we covered today. Skipping maintenance can lead to overheating, slow performance, and hardware failure. Regular cleaning and software maintenance improves performance, prevents overheating, and catches problems early. Essential tasks include cleaning dust, managing junk files, and monitoring your hardware's health. Follow a maintenance schedule to keep your system running smoothly for years. I hope these tips help you extend the life of your PC and keep it running at its best. If you've got any questions or have your own maintenance tips, feel free to share them with me on social media or shoot me a message. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to the Computer Repair Academy podcast for more tech tips and tricks to keep your system in top shape. Thanks again for tuning in to the Computer Repair Academy podcast. Until next time, keep those PCs running smoothly.